Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the Flames 5 and the Sharks 3. So Calgary is 3-0 against San Jose in the season series this year. The next game will be played here on April the 12th. That'll be the final chance for the Sharks to take Calgary out. Time now for our instant replay of this contest that was played before a crowd of 18,153 fans at Scotiabank Saddledome. A bad turnover in the first period gave the Flames a 1-0 lead as Mackenzie Weegar took a shot that got by Kaapo Kähkönen at 4:09, and it was 1-0 Calgary. At 7:13, suddenly it was 2-0 in favor of the Flames as a brilliant pass by Jonathan Huberdeau got the puck up to Elias Lindholm. He spun around and fed it to the front of the net, and Tyler Toffoli got his 30th goal of the season, and it was 2-0 in favor of Calgary. But the Sharks continue to work, and the magic of Erik Karlsson along with the perseverance of Logan Couture figured in on the Sharks' first goal at 14:27 of the game. Off the faceoff, Sharks down 2-0. Here comes Agostino through center, down the right, cross the line. Nice pass ahead to Karlsson, in front of the goal. I think they scored. That puck tipped into the net. The net came off the mooring. Driving to the goal was Logan Couture on Erik Karlsson's nifty pass to the front of the net. Wow, what a play. Logan Couture of the Sharks will get credit for the goal, his 25th of the year, and San Jose's down 2-1. What a play. Erik Karlsson and Andrew Agostino assisting on Logan Couture's 25th goal of the season at 14:27 to make the score 2-1 Calgary at the end of one. For Logan, it is the seventh time in his NHL career that he's reached the 25-goal mark, and he has gotten to 30 goals three times, and there's still plenty of time for him to do that. Meantime, Erik Karlsson coming up with a gigantic assist, his career high, 67th, but it was also his 50th even strength assist of the year. Only seven times in history has a defenseman ever had more than 50 assists in a year even strength. And Erik Karlsson also was at 89 points at that point, just one away from the magic number of 90. In the second period, three goals, 47 seconds apart, got the game really cranked up. At 4:52 of period number two, Nico Sturm, with a great effort, got his stick down on the ice, and he got the puck into the net to make it 2-2. In the neutral zone, grabbed by Lindholm. Dishes to the right, intercepted by Vlasic. Karlsson whips it up the left side. Here comes Gregor with speed, down the wing, into the circle. Should we get in front? Tip, score! Nico Sturm had the stick down, tipped the Gregor pass with his backhand, and Nico Sturm ties the game 2-2 with his 14th of the year. As that was a goal by Nico Sturm, a really nice tip, and that made it a 2-2 score. 14th goal of the season for Nico Sturm from Noah Gregor and from Erik Karlsson. And then 22 seconds later, the San Jose Sharks would end up taking a 3-2 lead, and on that play, Martin Kaut would get his third goal of the season. That was just kind of a weird play toward the net at 5 minutes and 14 seconds. That was assisted by Stephen Lawrence and Oscar Lindblom, and so it was a 3-2 Sharks lead at that point. Here comes the Sharks, moving it off the post, rebound, score! The Sharks get a rebound and poke it in. Martin Kaut, side of the net, and that trickled slowly right through the legs of the goaltender Markstrom on a tricky rebound, but Martin Kaut's going to get it, and it's 3-2 San Jose. But only 47 seconds after the first goal went in, Walker Duehr got his fifth of the season off a turnover, and so it turned out that Kaapo Kähkönen fed the puck ahead. It was tapped down by Trevor Lewis, and Duehr got his fifth of the year to put the score even 3-3. But now the Sharks have got to make it work, and Kähkönen almost gave it away inside his own end. Lewis is going to get it in front. They score! Kähkönen gives away the puck,
And Walker Duer, the fourth line right winger, snaps it home to tie the game 3-3.
I think David Quinn thought that it was a high stick long before that that should have been blown dead, but they said no, and so it was a 3-3 game. In the third period, Nazem Kadri would get his 23rd of the season, assisted by Duer and Milan Lucic, after Lucic's shot was turned aside by Kaapo Kähkönen, but Duer got the puck in front, and Kadri rammed it in at 5:45 of the third. 3-3 the score. Here's Duer across the Sharks line, moving to his right against Benning, dropping it off to the left. Here's Lucic moving in, shot, great save by Kähkönen. Rebound, thrown to the net, they score! Well, Duer got the rebound and put it right on goal, and it trickled off to the left on Kähkönen, but there's Nazem Kadri to put the Flames in front 4-3 with 14:15 remaining in the game. That proved to be the game-winning goal, Kadri's 23rd of the season, and then into the empty net with a minute 10 left. Tyler Toffoli intercepted a Sharks pass and deposited his second goal of the game, 31st of the season, to make it a 5-3 Calgary victory. Barabanov takes it over. Minute 15 remaining in the third. That was a close call. Now a turnover by Barabanov. Toffoli's got it. Down the right. He's got the empty net. He scores. So Tyler Toffoli with two goals today equals his career best 31 goals, which he had for LA back in the 15-16 season. And he does it with an empty net goal to make it 5-3 Calgary. And it comes at 18:50 of the third period. Sharks outshot the Flames 31-30. Unfortunately, Kaapo Kähkönen is winless in his last 10 games at 0-8-2. And the final score, once again, the Flames 5 and the Sharks 3. San Jose dropping back to 19-39-15, 53 points, while the Flames win for the 33rd time on the season. Daryl Sutter's team now has 81 points. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.